Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. You are currently listening to your favorite friends at 8 o'clock in the morning here on The Fan.
On Saturday.
It is Kevin Miller, Tress Collins wearing her moose shirt, or is that an elk?
I think it's a moose.
It's a moose.
Yeah, a moose.
And it says the moose are coming out.
Versus so your polo guy.
Is that the name of your team, the Mooses?
The Moose Eye?
I don't know, but you look like you're sporting some kind of shirt for a team.
Is that? No, that's for her hair. Moose for her hair.
Oh, well.
It's Abercrombie and Fitch, y'all. I don't know why they put a moose on it. Just wear it.
All right. Well, that's Tress Collins, everybody. You're going to get to deal with that all day long.
Yeah, at least the next hour.
Yeah, and then you got inappropriate Uncle Bubba who's back, just making you all feel better about yourselves. sheer self-esteem behind listening to the inappropriateness of Uncle Bubba. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great.
And I am Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. It is time to get into your mortgage today. Is it time to save? There's been so much going on. The Federal Reserve talk, people kind of threw up in themselves a little bit. mortgage rates moved around a little bit. Your stock market moved around a little bit. You're all wondering what's going on out there.
There's wish they just shut up.
All kinds of nonsense happening in the world, and we are here to help clear up the nonsense that is your mortgage and hopefully make some sense of your nonsense and hopefully help you save some sense.
From your nonsense.
Yes. Save some dollars even when you're trying to refinance or buy a home. Maybe you're trying to get a home equity loan. We're TexasLending.com. We've been around for over 20 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth helping people get their home loans done. And you can text us today. We want to answer your questions. That's how it goes. You text, we answer. Text your question about refinancing or getting cash out, paying off your bills. Here comes the holidays. Here come your tax bills and your houses. Tax bills are going up. Home buyers are going up. And some of you maybe didn't save. Maybe you don't have your taxes with your mortgage payment. Maybe your credit cards are getting ahead of you. Well, the rates are really low on mortgages. Get them refinanced to get some cash out. Put some equity to work for you. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. That's the number that you can text us to get your questions going. Or we have loan officers live waiting to take your phone call. That same number, 972-387-4600 for TexasLending.com. We missed you guys last week. Lupe Flores stepped in and did a fabulous job.
Hey, Lupe.
You know, he didn't wear a moose shirt or anything like that, but he was on point.
Inferior, but on point. Okay.
Inferior. So, Tress is insecure about her position here, apparently. We will instigate anxiety.
No.
Starting now.
No, Lupe's great.
Yeah?
He's great.
So what have you been doing, Tress?
What have I been doing? You know what? I have been busy cooking and taking care of my hubby and working mostly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's been taking care of you. You've been taking care of him.
Well, I kind of take care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big boy, isn't he? He's just a big little boy. You know, he likes Batman. He likes superheroes.
Oh, I know.
Christmas.
He's been working on his comic book collection all week long, trying to clear it out of the living room for me.
I can only imagine.
You can't. I'll have to send you a picture. He's got piles of comic books that he's putting individually into sleeves so he can file them away in his filing cabinet. Bless his heart.
Now there's inappropriate Uncle Bubba. There's no one to take care of him.
Yeah.
He's trying to take care of himself.
Trying.
He can barely do that. Have you taken
a mess? Do you have a napkin over there?
It's it is the second day of October. It's time to take your monthly shower. Just a reminder for inappropriate Uncle
Bubba. Thank you. That is a good reminder. It is Saturday.
You have all day. You can do it.
All day.
So, you know, all this rain we were supposed to have come this week.
Yeah, what happened?
It's like a high school wannabe girlfriend that just, you know, it never really does happen.
We got some during the night. I mean, I know because there was water dripping off my roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not much during the
day. Just enough to make it muddy outside so my dogs can bring in 5 pounds of mud every time they walk in the house.
Right? Just enough.
Probably good enough for your pepper plants right there, Trace.
Yes, my pepper plants. Oh, my goodness.
Let's hear about them.
Well, actually, I trimmed them back a couple weeks ago and haven't been getting anything off of my jalapenos, but my serrano plant is flowering up like it's brand new. I'm going to have all sorts of serranos. Yeah, the peppers come from the flowers.
How much does it cost to purchase a pepper plant?
We buy them in the spring from Home Depot and it's about, I don't know, $1.50.
Yeah.
It's probably worth it, people.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good investment.
It's a very good investment.
How many pepper plants would Tress purchase if Tress could purchase pepper plants? Is that one of the...
Four.
Four. Okay. So she's got four. That's the answer. So we are here to talk about your home loan and rates have moved and moved. You know what's crazy is... The mortgage rates moved 1/8 of 1%. Now, in some buckets, they moved 3/8 of 1%. And how does that happen? You're sitting at home. You just said that rates moved 1/8 of 1%. Well, there's a big range. There's a scale of rates. Call it between 1.75% and 4.5%. More mortgage rates could fall depending on your credit score, your loan size, your loan amount. Oh, I just said that. Your loan size, your equity position. How much equity you have in your house. And so when the bond market started moving, when the Federal Reserve said that they were going to be tapering, what's tapering mean? So you guys don't need to know all this stuff. We need to know what this stuff is. But the Federal Reserve has been buying bonds. Okay? How many bonds would the Federal Reserve purchase the Federal Reserve
Four.
Buy bonds? Four. So the Federal Reserve has been buying bonds. And when bonds are being bought, it makes rates go down. And when bonds get sold, rates go up. So the big buyer of bonds has been the Federal Reserve. They're the only ones that can afford trillions of dollars because they print the money. And so when the Federal Reserve prints money and they're buying bonds, it's been keeping rates low. Now, the Federal Reserve didn't say that they're raising rates, okay? They didn't say they're raising rates. They said they're going to taper their buying of bonds. Okay, so when you buy bonds, rates go down. Typically, the open market does that, the free market, the capitalist market. But we don't live in a capitalist society anymore. We all know that. And so so in the past, the Federal Reserve said they're raising the rate, and then the market would buy bonds and sell bonds. Well, suddenly the world got to a position where no, it wasn't just millions of dollars needed to support the economy. It wasn't just billions of dollars needed to support the economy. It was trillions. And the only one that can go out there and print trillions is the central banks. And so I'm not saying this is all good or bad. This is just the way it is. And so the Federal Reserve is been buying bonds that causes rates to go down. In the past, they'd say we're raising rates or lowering rates. They don't even need to do that to make rates go up and down anymore.
They figured it
out. The Federal Reserve never even needs to say we're raising rates. They can just buy them and not buy them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've been doing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much ever since 2000, let's call it 8.
Whenever China stopped buying them.
No,
right?
It was whenever the housing market collapsed in 2008. That's when all this nonsense started. So, it's, obviously, there's things that led up to that and started it. The rolling of that ball downhill, you know, that stone downhill started. Well, we can go back. That's a different show. It's a different show. Got to go back to about 108 years ago when all that when it all started. So that's when the Federal Reserve started. So that's when that started. So the whole buying of bonds thing, and so the rates have been staying down, and they said they're going to taper their buying of bonds. So the rates moved a little bit. And so you're sitting at home going, okay, what do I do with my mortgage? Well, rates are on the low end of the scale. They're about 1/8% lower than they were if you're trying to get the lowest rates out, 1/8% higher than they were. In the middle of the high range of the scale, because of how these rate stacks work, you might see your rate about 3/8% higher if you have a low credit score, if you have a low loan amount. You know, if you're trying to get a 30-year mortgage that's on a cash-out refinance, and you might see your rate instead of getting, you might have seen 2.75, now you're seeing 3 1/8 kind of thing. Is that right?
That's about right.
Yeah, so that's about how the world has worked. If you're down the low end, you might still be able to get 1.875 if you got a $400,000 refinance with 1% origination with 740 credit score, and you got yourself some equity in your house. On a 15-year mortgage, maybe. On the right day. Yeah. So now yesterday rates went down. They came back. So they've been up and they've been down. They've been moving a lot. Yesterday was a good day. So on Monday morning, as long as that keeps moving. Here's the thing is a lot of talk about the stock market having some jitters coming up. And if the stock market has jitters coming up, then a lot of people take their money out of stocks and they buy bonds instead of the Federal Reserve. I don't know if it's going to be the trillions needed, but maybe they'll make up for the taper that the Federal Reserve is doing. That was a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk about economy and economics and finance. And I know it makes your head hurt. That's why they have mimosas. So get them out, because we're going to talk about your home loan for the next 45 minutes.
It doesn't make my head hurt. I just stop listening.
Yeah. Trust. It's that background noise. That's what
white
my
noise.
Just like my family room when I'm talking to my wife. It's just background noise.
Ouch.
You know, I turned on that, we have the Fire Stick, and so we turned on the James Bond movie last night.
The new one?
Bond.
I turned that thing off 20 minutes into the movie. It was so boring.
The new one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Boring. Boring.
Noted.
Yes, it was boring. Oh. It was like watching the same James Bond movie 150 times.
Really?
You know, maybe it's because I'm old
now. I still have to go because here's tradition. Ever since Live and Let Die, all right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a Depends moment there.
No, ever since that movie came out, every time there's a James Bond movie, I go on opening day. It is a family tradition. Me and my boys go on opening day.
Well, anyway.
So next Friday, we will be there.
Huh.
Well.
We did see the new Marvel movie.
Yeah.
While we were on vacation. Yeah.
What's the new Marvel movie?
Something in the Ten Rings.
The Ten. Yeah.
Is it a cartoon?
No, not a cartoon. It was good. It was very much a cross for me between Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and... at the end, I was...
Okay, stop talking. You're going to ruin it. Okay. So Trust is going to ruin movies. No. I hope I didn't ruin the James Bond movie for you. I guess
you did.
So anyway, what you need to do, though, is you need to text us. If you want to refinance, here's the deal. Rate. You've got... A lot of you have debt. And the homes have so much equity right now. You want to get this done. You want to get that home purchase, that home refinance, that home equity loan done now. Text us. If you want to refinance, you got to tell us what your current rate is and what your credit score is. It's your rate and your credit score. It's your home value and what you owe on it. Text that to us, and we'll tell you how much money you can save. We'll tell you how much cash you can get out of your house. Maybe you're trying to buy a house. You can tell us how much money you make, what your credit score is, what kind of down payment you're planning on putting down. We'll tell you about how much home you can get done. But this is all depending on whether you can get a contract on a home these days. And so, interesting times out there in the home buying world. And so many things happening, so many people trying to buy homes. I think we had one of our top home purchase months ever at TexasHoney.com last month. Call our home purchase team. They only do home purchases. We have a refinance team. They do cash outs and purchases. And we have our home purchase team who does home purchases. 972-387-4600. That's the number. Trust says we got to go to break. Mm-hmm. That means what?
Got to go to break.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions. Get them in now. 972-387-4600. Going to answer those questions and talk more about your mortgage here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. How can you tell? Because inappropriate Uncle Bubba is still talking about what we're talking about during the break. All right.
Yeah, there's that.
30 seconds.
Now, you can get in touch with inappropriate Uncle Bubba and do your home loan with him. He's been in the mortgage business for 20 years now.
Yes.
And he is not quite 20 years, 19 years. So let's not age him. He's been here 19 years in the mortgage business, and he wants to help you with your home loan. He has seen pretty much everything. And he's seen everything at TexasSunny.com that he wants to see. He probably wants to forget a few things. Anyway, you can get in touch with us up here, 972-387-4600. Text us now about your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity loan. Rates are about 1/8 to 1/4 off. They're all-time lows, but rates did move down the last couple of days. And there's a lot of weirdness going on in that stock market right now. We've seen some jitters. It going up 1.5% one day and down 1.5% the next day and down 2% and then up 1.5%. Stock market's doing weird things, and that sets up opportunities in the bond market. The one thing is this federal government of ours is not going to be able to afford all this spending if rates go up, because when they borrow money, they have to borrow it at the rate that's outstanding out there.
They really can't afford it anyway.
You know, the craziest thing is one guy said this week, he said they can't even afford Social Security. It's bankrupt. They're telling everybody that they have to increase the age before they start paying you back your money and your Social Security, but they want to spend $3.5 trillion more. Now, that put things in perspective for a lot of people. It's like that one drunk friend of yours, and that one drunk friend of yours needs another drink, even though they can't really,
Yeah.
So they are, I don't know. It's kind of like your spouse coming home and you got $100,000 in credit cards you can't afford, and they come down home and they say, "Good times are here again. I just put another $10,000 on a credit card," and you're like, "Great, let's do that." That's kind of what our country's all about right now, and it's been that way for a while. We've been spending beyond our means for many, many years, and now we want to spend money on more things, and so it's kicking the can down. I don't know how they can afford $30 trillion of debt. I mean, who's... Anyway.
That's off topic,
Kevin. Kevin, come on.
I'm just saying.
Let's talk about your home loan. We have questions to your answers. Like, if you have a question and I answer it, Tress has a question about that answer. So get your questions in now, 972-387-4600, or call our office now. Trust, do you have any questions?
We do. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. This person has a credit score of 840, a current rate of 4.25. They owe $49,500, and their house is appraised at $150,000.
So like we said, you give us your credit score and your interest rate, what you owe on your house, and how your house is appraised at. We can tell you what you can do with your rate, what you can do with cash out. This person has a $49,000 balance on their house. They have a 4.25 rate. Bubba, what if they wanted to get $120,000 cash out, which is 80% of 150, and they're at 4.25 now? They got an 840 score. What do you think? Maybe they want to just get $100,000.
Is that what they want to do? It sounds like they just want to refinance the balance of their loan.
Well, they're at 4.5, so 4.25. So on $50,000,
would be
even if they drop that to 3%, they might save about $50 a month on their payment. So is it going to be worth the closing cost?
Yeah.
But if they have debts, maybe they have some high balance credit cards they want to get paid off, or their credit cards are at interest rates of 16, 18, 22%, and you want to get those down closer, you want to drop those rates 75%, right? Instead of you paying on these credit cards at 20%, maybe you can pay them at a rate which is 80% less than that. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We want to help you. Take a look at it. Let's take a look. Let's run numbers. Numbers are free. Numbers. quotes are free.
Butterflies are free.
Until you sign and say, I want to do this loan, then, and that's because there are magic mushrooms, but they're not supposed to be in your morning coffee. So let's stop talking about those butterflies, Uncle Bubba. All right, let's talk about your home loan. This person can get cash out. Now, if they want to get $100,000 or $90,000 or $120,000, you can get up to 80% of the value of your house. The question is, do they want to borrow that much money? Do they want to go? But the rate can be lower than what they're paying now. And so you can get a lower rate. You can pay off some other debts. You can do all kinds of different things. And it's TexasLending.com. Go online and apply now or call our office. They'll run numbers. And you can look at them. You can think about them. You can dwell on it. And then we can decide whether it's time to do it or wait or do something else.
See if it makes sense.
Yeah. So get some options. Get some ideas. Yes, Tress. Is there more?
So they could probably lower their rate if they refinance.
Well, we just got done saying that no, $49,000, it's not going to be worth it because they're only going to save about $50 a month and spend about $3,000 in closing costs when it comes down to title insurance and appraisal and maybe a new survey and maybe all these different things going on. Plus, the loan size doesn't fit in a lot of buckets for mortgage companies because of the regulations they put on mortgage companies. Yeah. So.
Got it.
Got it.
Guys,
got
ready
it.
For the next one?
Yes.
All right. Just closed on a refinance in August. Payment, monthly payment reduced by $400, but due to property tax increase and escrow shortage from 2020, the $400 savings just puts me back at what I was paying 3 years ago when I purchased the home. Help! Home value is $380,250. Current 2.75%. Income is $130,000. Score is $680,000.
Yeah, the $400 increase in their property taxes.
That bites.
So that's the thing is, you know, mortgage rates are down around 2.25%, 3%, depending on your loan size, your loan situation. You know, there's different loans out there. But taxes are 2.5% to 2.75%. You're only paying interest on what you owe on your house. Some of you owe $200,000, $200,000 on your house, you're paying 2.5%. Some of you are paying 2.75%. On the value of your house of $400,000, your taxes are much higher. You know, the biggest problem in this country isn't going to be people paying these interest rates on their mortgages. It's going to be paying the taxes on these home values that keep going up, especially as gas prices go up. And then they want to put higher taxes on, you know, corporations that are just got out of COVID. It's interesting how things work.
The thing to realize is you had $400 in savings when you refinanced, but if you hadn't refinanced, you'd be paying $400 more a month.
On
than
top
what
of,
you're paying now, or what you were paying then.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a good thing to refinance, but you're not going to be able to refinance into a better position.
Well, what they might be able to do, here's one thing that this person might want to think about, okay, is they just refinanced, they closed on a refinance in August. So, you know, they saved $400 on their interest. And that's just going to go towards paying taxes. You know, save money on your interest so you can pay the government more taxes. So anyway, you know, it's just all this stuff is interesting how it all works. Governments need their taxes so they can pay. We can pay our police people and we can pay our teachers and we can pay our fire people. And we got to make sure that, you know, that everything works for everybody. You know, we get things out of balance sometimes. And this person just got refinanced to 2.75%. You know, they do have some equity, so down the road, if they get into trouble, they might be able to get into an equity loan. That might be an option. They have a lot of equity there. That's something down the road. They just closed in August, so do they really want to they're at 2.75%, great rate option there. And so their score's at 680. If their credit score gets up, they, you know, and we'll see what rates do. I was reading an article yesterday how our mortgage rates or rates are going to stay low. They're not going to go anywhere. So keep an eye on that. We'll see. Anyway, everyone has a different opinion on that. And their rates have been low for a long time. Are they going to stay low? How do they go up? And the federal government's got to pay back $30 trillion. Let's say rates doubled and they got to keep borrowing money. What if they had to borrow that at double the interest rate and they're already using 70% of the money they're getting just to pay interest on the debt they already have?
Oh, my gosh.
It's painful
Tired
just
head.
Hearing you say that.
I know. I know.
I just think about our kids and our grandkids.
I know.
And what they're going to have to deal with down the road.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like a drunk sailor, you know, going out there and drinking more and falling off the dock. Anyway, we don't need to go into that. But you can text us at 972-387-4600. Text us your questions. Call our loan officers. They're really friendly. The ones that aren't friendly don't make it long here. when we hire people, they need to smile when they come in for their application. And so clearly we didn't do that when we got Tress here to do the radio show.
So. Oh, man.
You can
wow,
hear.
Why are you being you, so hard? Boy,
you can hear her smiling through the radio.
Back in 2002, when Kevin hired me, he never even looked at me. He was just on his computer doing this.
No one wants to look at Bubba.
He goes, "Well, okay, well, you can start today."
Yeah, because I was writing 40 loans a month. I was writing 40 loans a month.
He didn't. He wasn't smiling at all. I can tell you that. He was just going.
Were you smiling?
I was smiling.
Were you?
It's hard to smile sometimes when you run out of business.
That's true.
And I can tell you, back in the day, I had $70,000 of credit card debt before I started the company, so I had to close every loan I could just to pay back my debt.
You did it.
I have been in debt, and you have been in debt.
You did it.
I've had millions of dollars of debt, and it took me years to pay back, and it's very stressful.
Mm.
And so when I started, I had $75,000 of debt, and that was just as much stress as the $2 million of debt. And so debt is
noted.
Stressful. Just knowing you want to pay people back, you know,
yes.
You don't want to let anyone down.
Yes.
Most of everyone I know is good people. And so, you know, we want to help you, and I want to help you. I know your situation. I know what you're feeling. And so it's not like we don't understand you. So call one of our good people today. Let's get some quotes out to you so you have know your options. Your free options, free in terms of quotes. And then if you decide you want to save some money or buy a house, then we'll get some appraisal money from you and get that loan going. So 972-387-4600. Call our loan officers now. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We've been here for a long time. We've been through a lot of different things. And so we want to be here for you now in the future. Call us today. All right, Tress says we have to go to break. What does that mean, Tress?
Got to go to break.
We got to go to break. So we're going to break. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back at the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Enjoying the silence as they're coming back out of the break. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, we got the jump on him and got a 10-second notice before we're back on the air. We usually do get notice, but Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, appropriately. Anyway, we love him. Okay.
We do.
So we love him. And so anyway, what do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing really. I got my youngest grandson's smash ball game at 11.
Oh.
It's like T-ball for two-year-olds.
Yeah. T-ball for two-year-olds?
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Jeez.
And interesting.
Yeah.
My youngest son did that, and he was always out in the outfield putting dirt in his hat. Bless his heart.
I had a hard time with it when they were five.
I'll tell you what, I was one of those kids. I was one of those kids when I was playing baseball. I was always into it, always ready for every play, had the hands down below the knees, bent legs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, clap my hands, you know, like completely revved up, ready to go. And I don't see a lot of kids like that these days. I don't know if they're on drugs or what it is. They're all out there, and they're just kind of hands crossed, you know.
Yeah.
They look like they're bored to tears.
When I was coaching T-ball, I had a kid that was playing catcher, and he actually fell asleep.
That's awful.
My son, he's a lefty.
Because in T-ball, the catcher does nothing.
I'll tell you what.
That's true.
That reminds me. My son's a lefty, and he's got a good pickoff move to first. And one time that first baseman was sitting over there at first base, and there was a guy on first. And he thought my son was pitching the ball, and he was throwing it over to first. And it hit that guy right in the sternum. He didn't see the ball. He was just looking at the plate, and that ball came over to pick that guy off. And the guy was picked off. And the first baseman caught one right in the sternum. And, like talking about falling asleep. I just remember it. Anyway, but the kids these days, I see a couple kids. I go, that kid's got the fire and the passion. So you got to find that passion out there for the baseball. Anyway, talking about passion, we have the passion of saving you money on your mortgage. And we have questions coming in at 972-387-4600. That's your text number. Tress will ask your questions. We'll answer it. Tress.
All right, here we go. Where do you folks stand on reverse mortgages for seniors wanting more cash in retirement? Our home is paid for, credit score of 830, 63 years old, home value of 450.
You can get a reverse mortgage. Our reverse mortgage person who handled all of our mortgages retired 2 days ago.
Aww.
So we are in search for a reverse mortgage loan officer. If you are a reverse mortgage loan officer, there is all kinds of opportunity at TexasLending.com. And so you can get a reverse mortgage at the age of 63. You can get a certain amount of cash out of that home. And reverse mortgages, the older you get, the more cash you can get out, more of a percentage of the house you can get out. And you still have to pay your taxes, property taxes. You still need to pay for your homeowner's insurance and your homeowner's association dues. You got to pay for all those things. You're just not going to pay back. You don't have to pay back while you're in the house. You don't have to pay back your principal and your interest on your mortgage. It is accruing. The interest is accruing. There is an interest rate on a reverse mortgage. If you borrowed $300,000 on this house, let's say, and or $280,000 or whatever you wanted out of that house, and you got that cash in your pocket, you stayed in the house, you wouldn't be paying any principal or interest monthly. If you ended up moving out of the house, the interest that accrued on that, if it was a 3% rate or 4% rate or whatever it is, as time goes on, the rates will change, depending on when you get your mortgage. And so on your reverse mortgage there, that interest, 3 or 4% will accrue. And so if you ever moved, you might owe $350 when you move 10, 20 years later. And so you're just not paying it while you're living in the house. And so if you pass away, then the house would go to either your heirs, and they have a year to sell the property, okay? And if there's equity in it, your heirs would have a year. If there was, they didn't have a year to get the home sold and get the equity. If they didn't want to do that, or if there was no equity, the home just goes to the bank. And so there are opportunities in reverse mortgages. They're not right for everybody. I ran into somebody on the street yesterday, and they said, "Hey, you're the mortgage guy." And they said, "Don't tell anybody." And so anyway, they said, "My friend wants to buy a home, but they have all this money coming, but they, you know," and I said, "You know, they might want to try a reverse mortgage." "No one wants a reverse mortgage." I said, "Actually, that's not true. Some people need it." Yeah. Some people can't afford they have all this debt, they got to get it paid off, and they don't work anymore. Yeah. But they have some savings, but they don't want to use that savings to pay a mortgage every month. They want to stay in their house, they can pay their taxes on their property, you know, homeowner's insurance, but they don't want to be paying a monthly payment. They just want to stay in their house forever. So there are some people who need a reverse mortgage, and it's an option. We all want to have those options available and only use them if it's right for us, right? We don't want to everyone has to get a mortgage. We're going to mandate a mortgage for everybody. No. No.
The biggest problem that I find with people that need a reverse, the people that need it the most are the most hardcore against it because it goes against everything that they've ever been taught.
Yeah.
Okay, when you talk to them, you say, "Look, a reverse mortgage is perfect for you." But I don't, you know, my house and it, you know. You're just making your life great.
Some people, for example, they're about to go in foreclosure.
Bro, yeah.
And they can't pay for it anymore, and they have all this debt. And all of a sudden, you get them a couple $100,000. They pay off their debts. They get to stay in their house.
Yeah.
And they just got to pay the taxes and insurance. And then when they pay off that debt, they felt so crushed by, and their demeanor and their fate, and they're aging because of the debt. And then you pay off that debt, and they go, "I get to stay in my house.
Yeah,
I'm 80. I get to stay in my house." And then they get all their debt gone, and they got an extra $100,000 in their bank. And it gives them a new lease on life, and they're happy, and their smile on their face goes so big because they don't have the debt anymore. They didn't have to move, and they didn't have to go through all that. And so some people, it is a necessity. And it is an option, and that's what it was created for. It's not created for everyone to go into debt. It's not created because what are you going to move into a condo and go, you know, when you're 80, you got to go get someone to move your stuff, and the house that all your kids grew up in, is you're gone, you know. Some people, it is the best thing that ever happened to them, and some people, it is absolutely unnecessary.
Ooh.
Yes, stress.
Ooh. So, I just don't know the answer to this question. Can you buy a house with a reverse mortgage?
You can buy a house with a reverse mortgage. You have to have the down payment, and then you stay in the house.
Oh.
So some people, they want to downsize. They don't want to put 100% down on this new house, so they put 40% down.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have put 100% down, but they want to keep the rest. And then they just pay the – they have to pay the taxes and insurance anyway if you're going to be living in the house. And so they just go get the reverse mortgage, and they live in this house. They downsize, and they stay in a house, and they can live there for 40 years if they want to and just pay the taxes and insurance.
Noted.
Got it? And
yeah.
So the loan that's on that house, they're not paying back the principal interest monthly. And so there's the home purchase reverse mortgage, and then there's the cash out reverse mortgage. And just like not every drug is for everybody, just like not every, you know, there is no prescription that's perfect for everybody, these are options. And options is what makes life great, isn't it?
Yes, I
think
so.
And so you want to have the option. If there's no option for you, you just got to foreclose in your house. Some people say, that's great. Make them foreclose.
But nowadays you can get it sold in 2 or 3 days.
That's the other thing. Yeah. I want to sell my hat. And then, you know, so here's the offer.
Sold.
All right, Tress.
Crazy. All right. Here we go. I'm looking to refinance. Current loan of $261,619. Current interest rate is 3.375. Payment is 440.
Okay.
Property value is 400,000. Current score 835 and 826. They're a veteran with 10% disability. Looking to do a VA loan. What will my payment be? How much is closing cost? How much out of pocket? How long will this process take? Do I keep my current escrow money? Can I skip any payments? Thank you. I enjoy your radio show on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
Do they have a current VA loan? That's
I need this person to be my chief operations officer right here. This is a text. It's got 20 bullet points in it.
It's beautiful.
And it is straight to the point in every question with the question marks at the end of every sentence. This person is my favorite person of the day. And they're at 3.375, and they can do a VA refinance, and they can do a 15-year or a 20-year, and they should be able to drop their rate by 1%. And on their loan amount of $261, they'll save a couple hundred dollars a month in interest. They can go to a 15-year or 20-year if they want to. I want them to get in touch with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
They do a streamlined VA IRL. It's an interest rate refinance reduction loan, IRRL, the IRL. And
not a current VA loan,
but they can refinance from conventional into VA if they want to, or take a look at just the conventional loan. They might, because of their credit scores, they might be able to do a zero closing cost. Because on the VA loan, they're going to pay a funding fee,
half point on a IRL.
Yeah, but if they want to do a conventional or the IRL, we can take a look at both and see which one is best for them. The IRL comes with no lender fees. The conventional loan, we might be able to roll in the lender fees. We'll see which one is the lower rate with the same fees. Okay, got it? Because they have enough equity, they're not going to have, this person is not going to have any PMI. And so since they're not going to have any PMI on a conventional loan, and there's no PMI on a VA loan, take a look at both the conventional and the VA IRL to see what has the best rate with the same closing cost. Because there's going to be title fees and stuff like this in a VA IRL that we have to roll in. So make sure that you take a look. Call Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm.
When you call our office, ask for Gary. That's his alias, Gary Alexander.
She'll type my number in there.
I will.
And we'll text that number to you. You can call Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and he'll help you with your home loan. Now, we have dozens and dozens of loan officers. We have over 70 loan officers here at thetexaslending.com. You can call us today at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. But when you Tress will text Bubba's number to you, you can call him.
I will.
Okay, we're going to take a break because Tress says we have to take a break.
We do.
And so we are going to take that break. And when we come back, we want to get more of your questions going. 972-387-4600. We will do that after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show talking about jokes during the – it's too early in the day to talk about jokes. Some of our folks don't want to hear jokes because they're still living down Friday night. Anyway, we want to share with you how to save money at TexasLending.com on your mortgage. We're here for you now in the future. We're an option for you. When you're looking at these national companies, one of them talks about rockets. You're going to get a much better deal here at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call us. We want to help you there. Make sure you give yourself the best options. And don't be pushed into anything. We want to be your next-door neighbor here at TexasLending.com. We're right here in Texas to help our Texas friends get a great deal. So we can walk down the street and know that you have more money in your pocket for you and your friends and your family. And TexasLending.com, we want to make sure our friends have jobs here. So call us today. We'll help you out. Tress, questions?
Yes. Do I really need to wait 6 months to refinancing after being in forbearance due to COVID?
Inappropriate, Uncle Bubba?
3 months. 3 months payments.
After you get out of forbearance.
After your forbearance. A letter of that your forbearance ended in 3 months payments.
What if it's only 3 bearance? Instead of 4 bearance.
Well, it's four peppers. Barons. She bought 4 pepper plants.
So it's 3 months after forbearance.
After the forbearance has ended. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not 6 months.
Okay. So if you have a forbearance, that's people that haven't been making a mortgage payment because of COVID, you need to be back paying a payment for 3 months before you can refinance. Tress.
Okay. So somebody says, I called my mortgage company and asked if I have equity in my home. Because I want to get cash out for repairs. I've been in my home for 11 years, and I was trying to ask someone about it. He told me I have no equity in my home. I was just wondering, what does that mean? And if that was true, I receive statements every year that my value has went up. What builds equity?
Okay, so you know what? This person is near and dear to my heart. Because in 1991, when I read the book Wealth Without Risk, I had no idea what equity was in a house. As a matter of fact, when I bought a house, I thought it was going to be great because I could pay it off someday. Never thought about the idea that the home value could go up over time and that I would have equity there. Like, I've been living in my house for 18 years, and my house has gone up so much that all the money I paid into it, if I sold it today, I would have made back all the money I paid into it, both interest and principal. I would have made all that back by selling it. And so that's one of the great things about over time, most things go up in value unless we live in a deflationary world. With inflation, we're inflating our way out of paying back our debts by making the dollar worth less so that we can all pay back debts, you know, with the value of assets going up. So in your situation, what builds equity is over time, the desire and need for people to buy homes. And when there's a scarcity of people selling homes, home values can go up, especially when everyone's moving here from the other states. They want to move here because of whatever Texas has to offer. And so your value of homes going up. That's what builds equity.
But this person
said they were told they have no equity. Well,
who could tell you that?
I mean, unless it's an appraiser, they can't really tell you that. So
yeah, exactly.
Call TexasLending.com.
Call me. I'll look at it for you.
We'll take a look. 972-387-4600. Tress.
Good morning. We have been in our house for a year, bought it for $320, interest rate of 2.4. Our payment went up from $1,900 to $2,200 within the year.
Taxes.
We have $305,000 left on our loan, and our house is currently appraised at $410. Credit score for my wife, who the loan is under, is 796. Would it be wise to refinance?
They're at 2.4. They're not really going to get a lower rate right now. There's possibility to go down an eighth of a percent or a quarter percent or somewhere.
Is there mortgage insurance? Is this an FHA loan? Those are the kind of things that I would like to know, because an FHA loan at 2.4 is not the actual amount that you're paying. So if the value's gone up and you can, you know, like I said, I don't have enough information there.
Listen to this. We bought our house for $320 a year ago. It's worth $410.
Yeah.
That's equity.
A year ago.
You know,
yes.
I know. Ours has gone up that much in a year as well. Yeah. It's scary.
Mine's gone up too.
But that means your taxes are going up, and this person's taxes look like they went up.
Mine went up.
They might be able to refinance. You can get up to 80% of 410, which is about 320. So they're not going to be able to get cash out of that house, and their rate's stuck at 2.4. It's not going to be worth it for them to refinance, but...
It is worth it if they go to conventional from FHA, though.
Yeah, if they get rid of PMI.
I don't know how much you put down.
Yeah, if they can get rid of PMI, it might be worth it.
Yes.
They can get rid of the PMI in the house.
It's worth it to get rid of PMI, period.
Call 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. Do it now. We have live people answering your phone call. We have CSRs answering your phone call. They will get you to a loan officer right away. We will text you. We will email you. We will try to reach you, which is... whatever way is most comfortable for you to work through your loan. We want to help you save money today. Go online and apply. Tress?
Kevin.
So pickle purple pepper plants this weekend?
You know, I didn't plant any purple peppers.
No?
So, no. But my oregano plant is still flourishing strong, and I love it because when I harvest my oregano, I harvest big gallon bags of it, and I give it to my friend who has chickens in Louisville, and she gives me eggs.
That is, like, way out
there.
That's
barter.
She's harvesting her oregano to barter for chickens in Louisville.
Chicken eggs.
Chicken eggs. Now, how many of you have an exciting life like that? I'm going to say none, except for those of you who have more than 2 acres that you're living on. So anyway, Tress is loads of fun. You gotta, if you want to figure out how to live that fun life, where are you guys traveling to? Any travels?
No, not coming up. We did go to Tulsa last weekend. That was fun.
Tulsa's fun.
I played pool for the first time in like over a decade, and I made 2 balls in.
Only play pool if you're going to smoke a cigarette. Otherwise, it's not any fun.
And drink
That's
beer.
What I say.
What?
Drink beer and smoke a cigarette when you're playing pool. Otherwise, don't do it. Okay, we got to get out of here. That's our advice for the day. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com, 972-387-4600. We got to get out of here. We'll see you all next weekend. Have fun on 105.3 The Fan this weekend. So long, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.